Greetings and welcome to the Cane Hill Countryside Centre. It's the 10th of December, Sunday morning. It's just about first light. I get up at 4 o'clock, so this is the second time I come around, but now the light's starting to come up. I can think about letting the animals out, but I need to check them. Our peahen there's cawing away, can't see where his mate is. Little lambs in there, which we brought in yesterday, were calling, but we're going to go in, see what the animals are doing. In through the gate. I might have to put the yard light on. It's pretty dark and there's a bit of sleep within that rain this morning. It's a bit cold, but if you keep moving, you wrap up well, it's okay. So, yeah, not sure why the peahen's calling, but hello, little lambs, how are you? Think of the positive. Yeah, hello, Tiddler. Tiddler's our little orphan lamb from this year. Always the first to meet and greet. You're in the warm. Oh. Gonna see the alpacas. How are we getting on, Mr. Alpacas? I see Nisco, how are you? Staring at me. Now that cool there is a Suffolk sheep who's in with Trudy. But it's all gonna go noisy in a minute because just check the little chicks. We had 10 little chicks last week. How are we doing?
No good.
Oh, amazing. Time of the year, broody hen hatching 10 chicks. But the noise level will go up in a minute. We've got to try to shut this door. Okay. Right then, now, Cuthbert. Hello, Cuthbert. Hello, Cuthbert. Hello, Owen. There he comes. He's been up by the rescue hens. I know this is on audio. Oh, hello, Owen. Hello. Oh, they're out in the rain. They don't worry about the rain. It's quite amusing now, just looking out there. Our ducks are all perched on... The Muscovy ducks are all perched on their posts trying to get out. I know, Cuthbert. Little Turbo 2, a little not so wild duck. But all good. No signs of the fox. Oh. Would you believe our pond is sort of emptied out? Oh, Cuthbert. Right. There's plenty of water around, that's for certain this morning. Budgies and canaries are doing well. The animals do obviously get to know you. Why are you stood on a gate? It's a Muscovy duck, perched up like a chicken. Oh. Right then, team. So what are we up to today? Eating and keeping warm, that is a good combination. Now the animals will eat about 25% more this time of the year because of the cold, trying to keep them warm. But they are well kitted out for the winter, unlike us. Our turkeys are getting ready to come down. Hello, Trudy. Oh, Trudy, hello. How's your mate then? Trudy's in with a back in with a sheep. There's Bobby and Wilson, they want their food. We're going to feed the cats. But yeah, it's a time of year where it's just looking after the animals, keeping them warm and feeding them. They've got limited hours to feed, so that's why I try to make sure they're fed early, the cats. Wilson's always first, then Bobby. Hello, Wilson. Oh, dear. Yes, so we're counting down to the shortest day, 21st, and then things will start to look up. We will have some lamb. Yeah, I know, lambs very soon. Yeah, there's little April there. Hello, April. You see, say hello. You can't eat it. Yeah. Oh. There's clover there. Cuddled up to Chris. Right then, team. I just got to check the pigs and the cattle. I think we might get the cattle in maybe today or next few days. There's a lot of rain out here. I know, look, these little lambs are all snuggle, but they want to go outside rather than us. So again, thank you very much for your support, all your donations of feed and fundraising. It really helps, and really proud of our students this year who excelled in animal care. And I hope to see you down at the farm soon. We have a little bit quieter Christmas, though the work will carry on. So volunteers are always welcome. Anyway, we'll speak to you soon, if not before. Keep warm. Bye.